Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. It's Tuesday, March 22nd, and we're in 2022. Good evening. This is Deborah with you on PGN. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for those who are dialed in, those who are listening online, and those who may listen at a later time. But we do welcome you. And thank you for joining us this evening, and I hope everyone is doing well as we're going to dive into the Word tonight. So it's good to be here. It's good to be returned here and be amongst you, and just grateful to the Lord and His Word and His Spirit and how He guides us and directs us and even, you know, calls us to love Him with all of our hearts, our minds, and our soul, and our strength, and to love others as ourselves as well. So let's pray. I definitely do have some stuff from the Lord tonight. And so let's just pray. Father, we thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you, Father, just for the opportunity and the ability to gather in your name. We thank you for PGN, and we just bless PGN and every listener, God. We just bless their ear gates in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bless this place of faith and this portal of your presence, God, this time in your presence, Lord, and in your word and in ministry. Father, we thank you, Lord, that it's done in faith and love, God. May it be in such a way that honors you, that is such a form of worship to you, Father, that you, Lord, continue to just unlock your wisdom and knowledge, spiritual wisdom and knowledge, as Ephesians 1 says, Father, that we might grow and be strengthened in you by your grace, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for your presence and for all those who are listening and hearing the broadcast, Lord. They're listening in faith, Lord. I pray that they would be strengthened, or that they would hear what they need to hear, God, that the seed would be sown and scattered, God, and that you would do with it what you so desire, Lord, to bring it forth and to cause it to bear fruit and take root, God. So let this just this evening not just be information as it is in your word, Lord, but let it be transformational, God. Let something really happen in the spirit realm, God. First and foremost, that we take care of things, God, that it's in order. And it's according to your will and to your way, Father. And then the alignment will come, God, and the blessings will come, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that prayer begets prayer, God. And we thank you for who Jesus is. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, wait. Excuse me. Okay, well, I've talked about this, not all of this, but this particular aspect that I want to just say tonight is before we launch off over into what I want to talk about. But I had mentioned before there was a illustration that I used from Acts 19 and what we have now on our phones and some of our logins. It's called the two-factor authentication, two factors of authentication. You know, so the first is it gives us access. Right, it's saying, okay, this is who you are, supposedly, right? But this gives us access to this. And then the second verification, it's actually proving your that your authenticity to saying you are who you say you are. And this is what we have in the natural, right? Like on our phones and computers and various workplaces, we have two factors of authentication. And what I likened that to as far as being a Christian and the Word of God in Acts 19, where Paul was doing unusual miracles, God was doing unusual miracles through the hands of Paul, okay? But then there were others, if you reference it, they were wanting to repeat what Paul did, and it kind of opened themselves up to some bad news, okay? And because of that, it opened themselves up to demonic forces and demonic things, and it ended up being that the whole community was aware of it, which I would imagine rightfully so they would be, right? And because some of them were leaders, it was some of the leaders and their families at the in that place and setting. And anyway, so it opened them up to this. Okay, so but then it was goes on to talk about fearing the Lord. Okay, so here's the two factors of authentication. Because I didn't want to, but you can read Acts 19 and see these two factors within that scripture and that reference, that passage. But it says, so our first as Christians, our first factor of authentication or access is that we have the fear of the Lord, or we return to the fear of the Lord, right? And so when we have the fear of the Lord, there's a response or an action to that, you know, or repentance and yielding to the voice of God. You know, there's a response and action to the fear of the Lord. Okay, so that's our first, as if you're a Christian, you're going to respond to the fear of the Lord. You're going to take action. And there might be some type of either confession or repentance or whatnot, but there would be a response or just yielding, right? Just humbly yielding or making a humble plea before the Lord. And then the second factor that proves that we're authentic, if you will, to our authenticity in Christ is that we magnify Jesus' name and his name alone. Because in this particular passage in Acts 19, the people were corrupt and doing it for their own gain and their own greed and their own fame, if you will. So they just wanted to be known and they wanted, so they were very shallow and that's what was happening there. Okay, so we know as Christians in this time and hour that we return to the fear of the Lord, or that we have maintained the fear of the Lord. There's a response to that with our action of our repentance or yielding to the Spirit. Again, just real quick recapping, because I know there's other people that are still joining now. And then the second is that we magnify Jesus' name and his alone. So when the glory of God comes through us, because he will use us, right? He does use us, and he will use us, and he will continue to use us. This is his plan, okay? And we are his plan. We are his plan, and we're participating. He's equipped us to be his plan. And but that we give the glory and we magnify his name, that Christ is truly esteemed, and that people are drawn closer to the Lord because of it, right? So praise God for that. And then they grow in the Lord. So here's what I was noticing, you know, because I was, last time I was here, I think I was talking about the number 7 and just some identification markers to Christ with the number 7. And since then, I have since still been reading some different things, and that number is still in association to Christ. Is actually built on that and done some different associations. Like, for instance, today I was reading in Matthew, and there's when Christ said, he said, the I am, like, I am the bread of life, I am the light, I am the way, the truth, and life, no one comes to me, I am the vine. The I am, he said 7 of those, and I didn't realize that, but there were 7 of those. So that was another thing that came up just today as I was reading that. But what I was thinking about was when Jesus was, I think it was Peter was asking about forgiveness, and he said, well, how many times should I forgive? And the Lord told him that you should forgive not just 7 times, but 70 times 7. And I was thinking about these numbers and how, again, they line up in association to Christ, right? Because nobody can multiply that many types of forgiveness without receiving an abundance of grace and forgiveness ourselves, right? So I think this is, so when Peter said it, like he said, how many times, like 4 times or 5, I forget how many times he mentioned in scripture. But what he was saying was because of the law, he was doubling whatever it was in the law, thinking he was being not brilliant, you know, but like, okay, I've got to come close. You know, I'm giving this abundance of number. I've got to be close to it, you know. And Jesus was showing him and the others as well, and including ourselves. There was so much more than that, you know. And so what I realized when he was talking about this forgiveness, so the Lord was showing me, and not that this is a new key or anything, but I think there's a different key to this, okay, that the Lord showed me. But when he was talking about forgiveness, and even when I put in, just if I use Bible Gateway, I just put the word key in, it only comes up in just a few verses, okay? So the Matthew 16 and Matthew 18, I'm talking about keys, but there's a factor there that's really close to talking about forgiveness and then the key, okay? And so I realized they wouldn't be back-to-back mentioned like that if forgiveness wasn't a key to the kingdom of God. And we know that it is. We've learned this, that this is a spiritual aspect and a spiritual key and a spiritual principle, however else you want to word that, to the kingdom of God. This is huge. This is huge for unlocking things to forgive, right? And then I realized, as I was, okay, I got to move for a second, but I'm going to keep talking. And then I realized that as I was reading this and pondering it before the Lord, the Holy Spirit, that that I was actually holding a grudge, okay? I'm just going to say this. I was actually holding a grudge against our person. And so I was realizing something that happened because something came up that week. And then I realized, okay, after I just let myself, I just like poured out my heart to my husband and before the Lord. And then I realized, well, ultimately, what's going on with me? Okay, what's going on with me? And I said, you know, I'm really, honestly, as I'm holding a grudge for that person and I need to forgive them and let it go. And I'm trying to see if this is in this Bible here. A little slide note. I don't think it is. So what I did was pray through that, and I knew that was it was a way to unlock something. And then after that, after I let go of this and kind of gave it to the Lord that I need to let go of that. And this is a place where I think we need to come to and realize is that it's not between them, like it's not between us and them or not between you and that person or in that injustice, whatever may have happened, there's a lot of injustices that can afflict us and can cause residual, like resounding effects within us, right? Whether it's in the workplace, you know, whatever it might be, there's so many variations of injustices that can happen. So it's not between you and them or you and the incident or you and your manager or supervisor. Please, me. Okay, so anyways, I've walked through several of those examples, okay? But it's really getting to a point where it's between you and God. Okay, and so I really had to just look at it and say, what's really happening with me? What's going on with me? Okay, I know the incident. I know what happened, yada, yada. But what's happening with, okay, it's really between me and God, just like it's between you and God. And we need to respond to that, right? I need to go back and to the fear of the Lord and just forgive. And this is a key to unlock things. To unlock things for you, okay? You can take this principle. The enemy does not like it when I talk about forgiveness. So we thank you, Lord, for your blood and your grace and your mercy that is poured out. God, pour it out even now, Lord. Even now, Lord, let the balm of your word help us to be as ease, Lord, to unlock people, God, to do it with ease because of your mercy and because of your grace, God, and not the circumstance and all of the things that happened, God, but it's really so God brought me to a place, it was between me and God, and so I let go of that, okay, and then there was a continued communications, and I had to make the choice to preserve the ground that, okay, and instead of letting the enemy trample on it again, I had to preserve the ground of my heart that I just gave to the Lord. And I intentionally had to respond in love. And I just thought, no, I'm not. I'm going to respond in a peaceful and loving manner, a peaceful and loving way that is going to guard my heart and my mind. This is where I'm at. And ultimately, I can see how this does not have control over me in any way. Like, it's not, it doesn't take my energy. And this wasn't anything that was, it was an incident that happened over a year ago. And certainly there's been, you know, working through that, but not like, it was not like ripping off this Band-Aid or anything. It was just, I think it was because the Lord was showing me this key and that it's his principle, and that it was, again, I don't have to say this too many times, but just between me and God. This is what I think he's bringing us. It's between you and God. Okay, so are you going to do it or not do it? You know, it's just like when Randy talks about the leaders, it's like, well, if you're hearing it, are you going to do it or not do it? Do you fear God? It's between you and God. Take it to the Lord. You know, it's not because someone's pointing a finger at you or somebody's making you, accusing you, or, you know, it's between you and God. And Jesus had a lot thrown at him. Even from the time he was born, he had to repeatedly state who he was and his identity and stay with it. We have to do the same, right? Even from the time he was born, people said he was illegitimate. When he was a child, completely defenseless, they were blaspheming, mocking, and throwing dirt at his name when he couldn't even defend himself as a child. I mean, could you, okay, he walks where we walk. He's walked where we walk. And so the second part of this factor that the Lord showed me, and one of the things the Lord, Holy Spirit, how he uses me sometimes, or frequently or often, let me say often, just an accurate word, often is how he uses me. This was even prayed over me one time that I seen it this way. I knew something was happening. I just know how to describe it. But so sometimes at night, in the middle of the night, like, I will pray, and I used to get up to pray, but now sometimes I'll just stay where I am and pray. And someone prophesied over me and said, a prophetic prayer, excuse me, it was that they seen me, it was almost like a travailing that was happening, but I was on my bed. And in the middle of the night, and it was a travailing. I was like, oh my God, that's what it is. Like, I had been wondering what type of prayer it was. And I don't know how I reached there in the spirit, but it's like a travailing prayer. So, and then there'll be a release, and the Lord will give me the, unlock some information to me. And so, anyways, this is what he showed me as the second part of this is to renounce some things. And this is what I want to do, and with us here this evening. And then we'll open the phone lines and minister to however the Lord wants to minister and pray, however your prayer requests need to be presented before the Lord, we will do so. So, and let me just read this. It is 2 Corinthians 4:2. Here's the preservation that we really want on our lives, okay? So now we're going to renounce some things, okay? But here's the preservation. And 1 Corinthians 1:30, it says, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. This is the preservation that I want on my life. And I know that you are hungering and thirsting, and you want this for your life as well. And that's why we're going to do this, okay, and to just renounce some things. 2 Corinthians 4:2 says, it says this, but we have renounced, so we're going to do that. We have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word deceitfully, but by manifestations of truth. And sometimes that manifestation there, like it's like a revealing, which it could be Christ himself or Jesus, the manifestation of truth, which is right. Jesus walked in grace and truth. He was our manifestation of truth, which actually I believe that that's what. Okay, so commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Okay, so it's keeping a clear conscience both between God and man, okay? So heaven and earth, keeping a clear conscience in that way. So here's what we want to renounce is deceitfulness and craftiness, okay? And those are the things actually in the prophetic. And that's where I felt the Lord just wanted me to pray through some of that this evening here and just renouncing deceitfulness and craftiness in the prophetic and the things that have happened in the church that have been deceitful, like literally deceitful. That's to irk other people, not just me. Craftiness, you know, so I don't know if you've ever been in a meeting, which I haven't been in a meeting in quite some time, mainly because of COVID and for various reasons. And I mean, where there's a prophetic ministry that's available in such a manner where they're going to pray, but where someone's like prayed over you because they, but if there's craftiness in it and deceitfulness in it, like maybe they think you have money or they think thus, you know, like you're going to serve here or kind of call you out on this in front of the people to whatever, you know, manipulate or intimidate, whatever it might be, just receiving a prophetic word that is done deceitfully and craftiness, and we're going to renounce that. So, and any teaching, also the Lord showed me this, any teaching on Christ that has minimized his deity on earth. He was fully God and fully man. So we have to be very careful. There's some things that are said that are almost very subtle in how they're presented, but they're actually minimizing his deity. So Christ paid it all. He was all, and he was fully God and fully man entirely while he was on earth. And when he was on the cross and died in bodily form. Okay, so any teaching that would minimize Jesus and his deity that maybe we had heard ourselves, we've been affected by, and or unaware of out of ignorance, okay? Just unaware because it sounds like, so, hey, I can't really figure that out. I'm not exactly, okay, that sounded very much like wisdom, but I'm not sure that was so fast and so, I'm not exactly, something about it didn't seem right, but I can't put my finger on it kind of a thing. But then not really realizing was minimizing the deity of Christ. So we're going to esteem him tonight because we're going to honor his name and return to the fear of the Lord or maintain the fear of the Lord in response to his word. So, Father, I thank you this evening, Lord, that we pray in faith and we come to your kingdom. And let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth, God, as it is in heaven, God, in each one of our lives, God. And take the Lord. Just feel the Lord saying he knows your number. He knows our number. He knows the number of your house. He knows the number of the stars. We thank you, Father. He knows the numbers of hair on your head. We thank you, God, that you intimately know us, God. So we come before you, Lord, and ask for your forgiveness, Lord. We want to renounce, Lord, the works of the enemy, God, where he tried to deceive with false teaching, minimized your deity, Christ. Please, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on those who have taught otherwise, Lord. Have mercy on them, God. Bring them to repentance and let the light of life shine in them again. God, restore them and redeem them in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who maybe willfully and had deceitfulness and craftiness in your word or even, you know, those things where people, the Lord just showing me in the prophetic where they would like plant things to make it look like the glory of God was revealed or an article, you know, or a gem, false gems, you know, people plant things to make it look like something there, okay? Prophetic words given out of deceitfulness and craftiness in Jesus' name. Lord, things that are written and spoken that just are not true, God. Father, we just ask, Lord, that let your people, God, that you've sealed with your Holy Spirit, God, have your wisdom Lord, and discernment, Lord. Forgive us, Father God. We ask for your blood to cover us, Lord, for all those places, Lord, where we may have participated in, unbeknownst to us, Lord. Even if the Spirit, Lord, was drawing us and saying, I don't know what's right or not. Like, if something doesn't seem right, but I just can't put my finger on it. But knowing that the Spirit in us was not bearing witness with the Spirit that was coming forth in that room or in that teaching or on that YouTube channel or podcast or whatever it might be, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us instruction, God. We thank you, Lord, and just receive our forgiveness, Lord. We pray over the body of Christ, Lord, that each person represents their own city, their own region. God, that you would forgive that city, that you would forgive that region. Lord, you tell us in your word to pray for the city, Lord, that it would prosper, God, and be effective, Lord, for your glory, Lord. So we pray for the redemption, God, and the redemptive gifts that you have in your city to come forth, Lord. We thank you, God, in Isaiah 45, where you say you have treasures in darkness, God. We ask, Lord, that this would unlock something this evening, Lord, that we would forgive and offer forgiveness and let things go, Lord, and whatever we need to deal with that's between us and you, God. It's no longer them or anything else, God. It's between us and you, Lord, and bringing us to that place, Lord, to magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for your redemptive work, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you restore the body of Christ in its rightful way and its rightful place, Lord. And, Lord, just iron out the wrinkles, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, just for your mercy. We ask for your mercy in such a great manner over this, Lord, over the things that have happened and taken place, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your peace, Lord, and bringing us to right standing with you. And help us, Lord, as we move forward and grow forward and press forward, God, that we would have your wisdom and discernment. When something doesn't bear witness with us, God, we would heed the caution of the Holy Spirit, God. We would heed the caution, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, if anyone here that is listening within my earshot, Lord, would need to maybe just send a humble email to anyone that they do that, make a connection somehow, God, in Jesus' name. I pray for those places, Lord, that we've just uprooted and took an axe to in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for your preservation and fortitude of faith on our lives, Lord, and that you preserve this area for it to come forth flourishing with faith, God. Preserve it, God, with your light, with your word, with worship. Preserve it, God, until it can come forth shining with your glory. We thank you, Lord, for restoring it and preserving it and shielding it, God. Powerfully shield this area, Father, and that we would be mindful and diligent to protect it as well, God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for what you do, Lord. We thank you how you can take broken pieces, Lord. You show us in your word how you take and break the bread and you break the fish, God, and you offer it up. That's what we do to God. We take what is broken, Lord, and we present it to your word. We offer it up to you, and we thank you that you always have a plan of redemption and restoration for us, God, and multiply it, Lord, that we can even pick up the fragments, God, that there's things left over, God, and we pick them up and we offer it to you, God, and that you make it whole again. So we thank you for your glory and your honor, and we esteem you as Lord of all. And Jesus, may you have your rightful place. Take your rightful place, and may you receive the reward of your suffering and its fullness, God. And help us even to be your mouthpieces, just like Moses said. When Moses was talking to you, Lord, and he said, who made the mouth? Lord, that even our mouths belong to you, God. So we thank you, Lord, that let the fear of the Lord be upon our lips, Lord, and our praise be pleasing and our meditation pleasing in your sight, Father. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. So, wow, thank you, Lord. Okay, that was good. Okay, so let's open up the phone lines. Thank you, everyone, for joining us again this evening. So let's go here. 205-531. Good evening. Is this Julia May?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you? I almost said Mary Kay. I don't know why. Do you have anyone in your family named Mary Kay?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Okay. Well, good to hear you. And I'm glad that you signed up tonight. So God bless you. Somebody was got engaged at church over the weekend, or there was actually three couples. But anyways, one of the girls I said, congratulations, and I almost said on your anniversary. It was so weird. I was like, okay, I don't know.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm like, well, they haven't even kicked it off yet. So, anyways, just a change of words for some reason. I don't know why that came out the way it did. So I thought I would test it and see if there was anything to it. Well, let's pray for you, Julia May. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Julia May. God, we just come before your altar. God, lifting her up to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for sun and shade. God, that you provide both, Lord, that you provide the sun for us to grow and the shade for us to shelter. And God, that you know how much we can take in and how much we need to be covered, God. So I thank you that both of those elements are dwelling over Julia May, Father God, how much she can take in, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you feed her and nourish her by your spirit, by your presence, by your marvelous light, and Lord, and that she can find you as well in the cool of the day, Lord, that she would be found walking with you and talking with you, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you just for her relationship with you, Lord, and how you cover her with both elements, Lord, with your care and your watch, Lord. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for the unity of your ways, Lord, and I thank you that Julia May can hold the unity of your ways, Lord. You've given her the ability to do that, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. So I'm just looking into what I'm saying here, speaking into it, see if I anything else. And sometimes it's just so pleasant, like it's a very pleasant spirit and what I'm saying. It's just so pleasant and that sometimes even my own person maybe doesn't want to walk away from that. But then I want to see on the spirit side if he wants to say anything else to it. So sometimes when I'm quiet like that, I'm just kind of lingering and in the presence of it. So, Lord, I thank you for that ability, Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So thank you, Lord. So, so it's very pleasant. And even like almost like the perfect day. So even with the shade, it's still just like the perfect day. It's just as like you're able to have both of those aspects at the same time and hold on to that and the unity and the harmony. But it's like the perfect day as far as you would think of temperature and what it looks like outside and enjoying that. And almost to the point where you would almost like have a melody in your heart, you know. So I just thank you, God, just for the harmony, the unity, and the tranquility, God, and that how we can receive that, God, when we have the exchange of you, upon our lives, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, that she would be able to experience that and its fullness as she holds on to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So how are you doing?
Just fine, just fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
good. Raining. We got a tornado watch, but it's just raining right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
This is seasonal. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think we're supposed to get rain. Yeah, we're supposed to get rain tomorrow. So, thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your covering and your protection. Lord, and your shield, just as I prayed earlier, God. So we thank you over their city. And Lord, that you would speak to the winds, Lord. There would be no formation, no cloud formation of harm for their city, God, in Jesus' name, and their county. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Do you have any prayer requests for us this evening?
No, not really. Just continue to walk in the Lord and thank God for jumping, still doing great and everything. Thank God for his blessing. Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, praise the Lord. That's awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and move on then.
Okay, then.
Let's see if I can finish. Mm-hmm. Okay. God bless you too, Julia May. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, we have 972-365. Good evening. Is this Rhonda?
Yes. How you doing, Sister Deborah?
Good. How are you doing, Rhonda?
I'm doing well. We just got through with those storms that are headed Julia May's way. We had to go in a tornado shelter last night. I live in a Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we had to go in a tornado shelter at work. And we was in there for like 20 or 30 minutes. Then it left here. I think one lady, older lady, was killed here. And then I think it went toward East Texas. I have family there, and it pour up a lot of counties and stuff down that way. So I just touch in agreement with the prayer that you prayed over that area, whatever area and whatever path, because I think they said we had 8 tornadoes that touched down here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I think they said 5 touched down in the East Texas area.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I had no idea. Well, thank you for sharing that,
because,
go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling requesting prayer. I have a aunt that's sick named Lois, and then I wanted to request prayer also for my friend Evelyn. She's having a medical procedure in the morning, and I wanted to get prayer for her as well.
Okay. Evelyn's called in here before, right? You have her call in?
Yes, ma'am.
Did I pray for her before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
I think she's called like twice, and she's called in. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then your Aunt Lois, was there? You said you wanted prayer for her for anything specific?
I'm not sure if it's something to do with medication with her, but I do know one thing. She's worked for Walmart for almost 30 years, and she worked on the register. Sometimes she works at the door, but she's always in Walmart praying for people. So I think the enemy has tried to come to her. Oh, yeah. And not only do she pray for them, she'll call me and have me to pray for them, but she'll also, like, have me to put them on a prayer list. Some days she'll call me with 5 or 6 people asking me to pray, and we end up praying then. So I just believe the enemy is, so she just turned 71, I think, in December, and she's full of life. And I know the enemy is trying to discourage her or attack her. And I know even like with medication, sometimes different medications can have you in a place where the enemy will try to make it seem like something is wrong with you. But I just want prayer for her, because I come against that in the name of Jesus, because I know the Lord has her here for a reason, and she loves the Lord, and even in Walmart, she's in there bringing souls to Christ. So I just want prayer for her as well.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me mute your phone line.
Okay.
And I'll pray for your family and you. So, Father, we thank you for Rhonda, Lord, and we lift her up to you, God. We thank you for her heart, Lord. It's like raising up your heart, and it's being amplified. It's lifting your heart up, elevating, lifting your heart up, resounding, like to be able to pick up different things in the atmosphere, you know, they put up those towers, those radio towers, I think they're, or whatever towers those are, where they pick up and then transmit. And so I see your heart being lifted up and elevated higher, and you're being able to pick up different frequencies in the spiritual aspects of that, to detect things before they actually, as they're, before others can do that. And so then you can, you know, arrest them. You can take authority over them. You can, as the Lord will show you and lead you, I pray for that wisdom and discernment to be upon you to know what to do in response to the Holy Spirit as he reveals that to you. So I thank you, Father God, for gifting her and equipping her, God, and guiding her and empowering her in that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for her Aunt Lois. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the preservation of faith on her life. God, we thank you for covering her in her mind in the name of Jesus, that you take off those things, God, any strongholds in the name of Jesus that are trying to bind or coerce or to gripping, Father, in Jesus' name. We just loose that off of her in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her life. And Lord, that you crown her with goodness and loving kindness, as your word says. Lord, that you deliver our lives from destruction, Psalm 103. And you crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies, God. So replace this thing, Lord, and place the crown, Lord, in the spirit of loving kindness and tender mercies upon her heart and her mind in Jesus' name, and cover her, God, that things are not as they appear to you, God. We thank you that you are a God of solutions, Lord, so we thank you for creative solutions on her behalf and delivering her, God, from all of this, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we ask in faith and obedience to your word just for healing for that. In Jesus' name, God, and we ask for your compassion, Lord, to your faithful servant, and we ask on her behalf, Lord, in Jesus' name, and we thank you also for Isaiah 58:8 that says, the light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. So we pray that over Lois. And then for Evelyn, God, we pray for her, God, as you prepare her, Psalm 121. Lord, that as you prepare her for the morning for her medical procedure, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, just for the doctors, Lord, to have excellence in their work, excellence in their reports, excellence, and just the whole procedure, Father God. We thank you, God, for watching over her and caring for her. We thank you for your angels that go before her and that will be there with her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we ask for a favorable outcome for her, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for a favorable outcome in Jesus' name. Okay, hold on one second. Okay. Let me see something here. So thank you, Lord. Okay. So I don't know if there's something different. Okay, maybe this is something for Evelyn, but it's different than just the procedure, which is like the Lord preparing her in such a way that like some type of preparation happening, and that it's going to be teachable. Like however he's preparing her, it's going to come out in a way where like other people are going to learn from it. So it might not be formal teaching, but, you know, it could just be teachable. You know how sometimes you're going to have people in your kitchen and you're just cooking and you're just talking, but it's actually, it's something teachable. It's very teachable about it. And then they watch and then people gather, you know. So it's something of that sort, some sort of preparation and preparing okay, Lord. So, yeah, there's some type of preparation there. Okay, so let me turn your phone back on. Okay, there we go. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much for praying. I try to take note of both of the words, but what I do, I go and I record it, and I send it to both of them, to my aunt, because you was on point with that, with making it seem like something other than what it is. And I believe it's the medication, because back when we were dealing with COVID, I had two different medications that I took, and I wasn't supposed to take it at that time. And I took one on top of the other, and it had me in a place of like paranoia, like real, real scared. I mean, it was very weird. But I believe the Lord allowed me to go through that to see what people are dealing with today when people put them on different medications. And we think they're crazy, but it's not. It's something going on with that medication. And I said, it's probably a whole lot of people that have been written off by their families because of something somebody else has done. And they didn't take into consideration where it could be something that they were taking, you know, that was prescribed to them, that mixed up and caused something, you know, to cause them to be like that. So I'm not going to take up a lot of time, because I know it's probably other people that want prayer, but I really and truly thank you for praying. And thank you for the word tonight, because that word was on point as well. Thank you even for the prayer for renunciation, because I've ran across a lot of that and seen a lot of that. And the Lord has started giving me discernment of things that are real and things that are not, because people have taken that prophetic gift and have kind of went in different ways with it other than what the Lord intended them to do. So thank you for sharing that. That was a beautiful word. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, praise God for that. Thank you so much, too. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling, and it's a privilege to pray for you and your
aunt Evelyn
as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you too.
Thank you
so
much.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. You too, bye-bye. Bye. Okay, we have caller 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
It's Jayla.
Jayla, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Okay. Where are you calling from? I forget where you call from.
New York, New Jersey area.
Okay, I was going to say New York. Okay, I'm going to mute your phone line and pray for you, and then I'll be right back. Talk to you. So thank you for joining us, Jayla. Father, I thank you for Jayla, Lord, and I bless her in Jesus' name. Father, I come before your throne, Lord, lifting her up to you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, just for the garments of praise, a covering of the garments of praise to be upon her, Father. And I thank you, Lord. I think the word says that he removes the spirit of heaviness, maybe it is, and replaces it with a garment of praise. I think that's off the top of my head. So, Father, we thank you for this garment of praise, Lord, you're bestowing upon her. In Jesus' name. I've never heard anyone say this before, but you know how Joseph had a garment, a coat of many colors, but it was a garment, and it was actually a garment of authority. And so even everything that he went through, you know, we know his story and his distresses and troubles and turmoil, that he went through, but he was given this coat of authority. And sometimes, you know, so you have this garment of praise, and sometimes it doesn't look like it's the package that we think it's coming in, right? So if someone was to say, hey, just look at Joseph's story and say, oh, yeah, he was a man of authority before you got to the end of his story. I don't know. What are you talking about? How could that possibly be, you know? But until you fit all the pieces together in the puzzle and start to get the picture or the fabric, for him it would be the fabric of his life, for you it would be the picture of your life, to see how this garment of praise has been placed upon you, that it's still there and it's functioning and can equip you. So I thank you, Lord, for this garment that's being placed on her, Father God, in Jesus' name. And even our faith, you know, like our faith isn't wrapped up in one big nice bow, you know, and like, oh yeah, here's my faith. It's more like, you know, that box that got stuck in the back of a UPS truck and it's all tattered and it's like, what the heck? Where was this then? You know, but it's delivered at your door. But when you look at the contents on the inside, it's completely fine. But like the box is like, dang, where was this box? You know. So Father, I just think, and that's how our faith can be, in and of itself. I'm sure everyone here could testify to that as well. So Father, thank you for this garment of praise, Lord. And for Jalen, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And let me just look up that verse and see if it can. Let's see. Oh, okay, so, oh, it is Isaiah 61, verse 3. And then provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness and planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Okay, so hold on a second, because let me just open this up. The verses, let's go. Oh, yeah, so that's what I thought. So verses 1 and 2 say, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness from prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, and the oil of joy instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness and planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. So even that is paradoxical, because we're anointed, but you know, we're going to bump up against a few things on the way through the process, but we are oaks of righteousness. So I thank you, God, for Jalen's Sure Foundation and her planting in you, God. We thank you, Lord, that it would go deep. Lord, her roots would draw from the river of life. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. You know, the oaks of righteousness, I think oak trees, don't they drop those, like, things where they become other trees, like they reproduce in themselves on earth? So we thank you, Lord, just for your intention for her is to multiply. And I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So just as Joseph had occasions where he almost, you know, in some sense wore his garment in a figurative and symbolic way, but he wore, and he, in the sense of, he spoke with his authority and who God's made him to be in those moments of opportunity, that he stepped up and took his place in that to help lead him to the next place, right? And like in jail and the baker and the so as he was speaking and moving forward, you know. So those places where you're kind of wrapped in that. So so the authority never left him, even when he was butting up against the circumstances, is what I'm saying, is that you are cloaked. You know, you are cloaked with the things of the Lord, even when you butt up against circumstances, but to also utilize it, even in the light and any various shadows of, you know, darkness as well, which those would be just the things when we feel like, and what I mean by that, I should say, is when we feel like we're in a place of despair, maybe kind of like the word says, or a place of not seeing it the way Christ does, but we're still called to shine in that place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Well, how are you doing? And is there anything we can pray for you with?
Yes, I'm doing well, but I do want prayer in a specific area regarding, like, my discernment within, like, my emotions. I feel like God has been really highlighting to me and doing, like, a work of healing with a lot of, like, inner wounds and things that I've had or will have and didn't necessarily notice, you know, that I had in certain, you know, behaviors and things like that and how, you know, I go about doing things. So, like, I would say, like, an increased discernment or self-awareness, I guess you would say, for me to really understand my emotions in a pure way and understand them how God wants me to understand them. Is that makes sense? Because I'm trying to understand that I'm, like, very much emotion-led, and it causes me to sometimes, like, question, like, what God is telling me, because sometimes my emotions don't line up to what God is saying, rather it's good or bad, you know, so like just to get good grounding in that area and discernment and self-awareness to move forward and wisdom, I guess you would say, is here.
Okay. Do you think of yourself or you have awareness of that you are, or would you call yourself like, spiritually sensitive or spiritually keenly aware spiritually?
Yes.
Okay. Because I have found that a lot of people who are keenly aware spiritually or spiritually sensitive, have this thing here, this thing that you're talking about. And it is a way of like developing some, like, our spiritual skin, if you will, you know, like our natural skin apart from our spiritual senses, you know. And sometimes what happens is we take in too much, like we're reading it and we think it's us, but it's actually something we're picking up on spiritually. So one question you can just maybe ask the Lord when you're feeling something and just say, Lord, is this me? Because if he's gifted you, then you need to take that gift and allow him to teach you through the gift, you know, like, Lord, is this me? Like, I'm feeling this. So at first I would say, identify your emotion. Lord, I'm just feeling confused. I'm feeling scattered. I'm feeling like shaky. I feel really insecure. I mean, if you could just put a word to it in the moment, like, where is this coming from? I was just doing my schoolwork. I was concentrating on this. All of a sudden I'm just feeling like super insecure or super like, a lot of doubts or whatever, like what, how come I'm just being hit by a wave of these emotions or whatever, you know? And try to identify, like, is there anything in me that I can associate with that? And then ask the Lord, like, Lord, where is this coming from? Is this me or is this, you know, and just begin to communicate with him in your words and how you would about him too, because sometimes we can gain wisdom and discernment that way. So I just give you that practical application there before I pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank
and then
you.
I was just reading, or I wasn't reading a book today, but I was doing something in a class. It was a Christian class, and the man was talking about the book Telling Yourself the Truth. And so it's written by two people. Anyways, it's got two authors, Telling Yourself the Truth. And it has to do with, I think, our emotions, I think. But you can look that up and see if it, try to read about it, see if it's something that would be fitted or suited for you. Because I didn't check into all of it either, but for some reason it came to my mind after you. So I just want to mention it just in case it's a resource that would help. I don't know. But again, okay. Like, I'm not saying go out
Thank
and order
you.
It or anything. I'm just saying, like, look it up and try to figure out if it would be beneficial or not. So, Father, we just thank you for Jaylen, Lord. We just all pray for her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for who you've made her to be, that she is created in your image and that you've designed her with a plan and a purpose and meaning for her life, God. And we just stand with her, God, and encourage her in that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you have made us body, soul, and spirit, God. And our soul is our mind, will, and emotions, Lord. And that is a part of who you've made us to be, Father. And so we pray for balance to come, Lord. I pray for her discernment and wisdom as she asks, Lord, as she navigates through what's happening, Lord, and what's going on in her life, Lord, past, present, and future. We ask, Lord, that you reconcile these things, Lord, even in her, Lord, as she was saying something about woundedness, Lord. Your word says in Colossians 1:20 that you reconcile all things unto yourself, whether things on earth or in heaven, that you make peace through the blood from the cross. God, so we thank you, Lord, when you say all things, Lord, that's what we lift up to you, Father. So we ask, Lord, that you would bring this redemptive work and restoring areas that need to be restored, balancing areas that need to be balanced, God, unifying areas that need to be unified, Lord, giving a voice to areas that need a voice, Father, and peace and harmony in other areas, Father God. And we thank you, God, just for, and even as she walks through this, Lord, that even her gift and giftedness, Lord, is going to become stronger, God, by your grace, Lord. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and it's a privilege to pray for you. So God bless you.
Bless you too. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. What's my phone line? I was jumping. Okay. Here we go. Next caller, 709-500. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Dustin calling from Canada.
Hi, Dustin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Canada. Good. Canada's nice. So thank you. Thank you for calling. Let me pray for you. Let me mute you. I'm going to mute yourself for a second. Yeah. Okay. I was a little background noise. So Father, we just thank you for Dustin, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just come before your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you. I'm seeing a few things where the Lord is saying, he says, I am who I am. So, and I was speaking earlier about, he says, I am the vine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the bread of life. And he says those seven things of I am in that particular fashion. Symbolically like that, and that is all, I believe, in the book of Matthew. No, in John, excuse me. I think it's Matthew or John. Thank you, Lord. I think it's John. So, Lord, I thank you. So I'm seeing this, like the Lord, and then in Colossians, in the book of Colossians, all throughout the book of Colossians, it talks the most about like when we are in Christ, who we are in him or in Christ, like 10 times over more than any other book in the Bible. And I would actually even encourage you to maybe even read the book of Colossians, because there's not that many chapters there. And just note how Christ is calling you to his side and how you're in him, and the benefits and the attributes and character that we have in him, and how we are joined with him. So I see something there that the Lord is doing, like in him. So I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that. And then there's something to see. Normally, I don't. So I would say this. So then there's something to also. I was talking earlier about the baskets, like the seven fish. Well, the feeding of the 4,000 is more what I was referring to, not the feeding of the 5,000, but the feeding of the 4,000 in the Gospels. And there was seven fish, and they picked up 70 basketfuls. Okay, afterwards, they 70 basketfuls. Because I think from the 5,000, it was only 12 baskets. This was 70 baskets. Anyways, there's something in these baskets. He has something for you in these pieces. There's something in a basket that I'm seeing, but it's of substance. There's a substance of the Lord from it in there, right? So it's not just like we wouldn't. It's not just some like we would think of maybe as a leftovers or something. If we picked up after a meal, right, and put it in a bag, you know, or put it in the refrigerator or in the pantry, with the Lord, everything has substance and it has meaning and it has purpose and it's useful. Everything with the Lord is that. So the things that are even in the basket, there is a usefulness in it. It has purpose, it has meaning, and there's something in there for you. There's something in that. So it's something about being in Christ, and the meaning of that and the depth of it, which is way further than I could provide here. And but again, I would just encourage you to, and I don't know, maybe he's already speaking to you, but then something in a basket. And normally I wouldn't say, this is what I was going to say earlier, normally I wouldn't say the in basket part of it, because I feel like I'm only getting a portion of something and that's not enough. I don't even have an understanding on that. And I don't even really have, it doesn't even feel like I even have a real like whole sentence on it either, and to release that, but because that's what I'm seeing, that's what I'm going to offer. And I feel like I don't want to hold back either. So even if my prophetic word is fragmented, even in the basket, right, where they picked up fragments, but there's something in there that I know, and I know the Lord, again, he's a man of substance, meaning, and purpose. And everything is useful. So I'm not sure what that is. And I don't know. That's all I have on that. So anyways, thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. You're welcome. Is there anything we can pray for, any prayer requests?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. Okay. Alrighty, our next caller is 717217. So, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, Shalom.
Hello. My name is Anita. I'm calling
Anita?
From Pennsylvania. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for joining us. And have you called here before on Tuesday night? Yes?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Good. I'm just getting some water. Let me put your phone line and I'll come back to you, Anita. Thank you for joining us. Father, we thank you for Anita, Lord. We just come to your kingdom. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your kingdom, Lord. Lord, I think the Lord is bringing you to a broader place, you know, because normally generally when I pray like that, I'll either say to his throne or come to his throne or his altar. Generally, when I pray here, it's an altar. And sometimes I'll say kingdom, but this time the kingdom came out. And so I'm seeing a very wide range of, it's a broad place. And so, Lord, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. And I don't even know if the Lord's even opening up your eyes to a broad place to see the things of the Lord and to maybe even choose the things of the Lord too, as well as to like what he puts before us sometimes. And he will give us a choice. Like he'll say, choose, you know, just like he did sometimes with Abraham or I was thinking, I think Abraham, well, between him and Lot, but Abraham let Lot choose first. But anyways, but the Lord just bringing you to a broader place, seeing things in the spirit, like with the Lord, and choosing, being able to choose things. And what I mean by that as well is like even praying, praying and asking. So you see something. Okay, so like what I mean by this, Anita, is this, is that there are some things that are dispensed and some things that are purposed for our lives, for the will of God that he has on us. And, you know, like our gifts, like he dispensed those, he chose them, he causes them to come alive, and then we grow in them and move in faith and then through them as well, right, to bring him honor and to bring him glory. And but one time I was reading the word, and I was reading just out of my natural curiosity, you know, how the Lord speaks to me in numbers sometimes, and I like that there's numbers and that there's a whole book of numbers, right, the book of numbers, and where he's counting the people and everything counts, right? He knows how many hairs are on our head. And so just these references to numbers, and then where he talks about the angels, and he says there's myriads upon myriads of angels, and then in one verse it says there's innumerable amount of angels. And the first time I read that, I said, innumerable? Wait a second. Why would he say innumerable? When there's numbers for everything, he numbers everything. Now they're innumerable amounts of angels. What exactly does that mean? And so I was saying to the Lord, Lord, if there you have these innumerable amount of angels, if there's angels, I don't know what they're doing or what they're assigned to do, but innumerable, like if there's extra angels that needed assignment, Lord, I'm asking you to endow me with extra angels, you know, or on this particular assignment, or on this particular thing, God, I want to be, to partake, not partake, but to somehow have these innumerable amount of angels join in. If they don't have an assignment, they're just extra. I mean, like they're not counted to anything specific. May I please have some more, you know, however, you know, second serving, whatever you want to call it. And so so that kind of thing where your eyes are just kind of opened up to something and you're like, okay, wait a second, is this free for the asking? And like, you know, that's basically what I was saying before the Lord was like, if this is free for the asking, like, I think I'm just going to ask, you know, and see what happens. And, you know, I don't want to ask amiss, you know, and I'll say that to the Lord. But so I see the Lord opening something, opening things up in your eyes to the spiritual that are broader, a broader place. And then you're just going to begin to act like the choosing is when you see this thing, you're going to like, hey, I'm going to maybe ask. I'm going to ask in the spirit for this, you know. And that is the Lord. He leads us that way. So we certainly don't want to ask out of just a caution for everyone else who's listening. We certainly don't want to, and this is not specifically, I mean, it's for all of us, really, but I'm not saying, Anita, this is the rest of your word. This is because of everyone that's listening, is that we don't want to ask in our own flesh and in our own pride, because that's what the enemy did, and that's how he got kicked out of heaven. And, right, so he wanted his own kingdom, his own, hey, I want some of that. Like, you know, he didn't even see it in his own. So anyways, we have to be careful of our pride. But when the Holy Spirit opens up to us and we're like, okay, wait, like, did she show me this for a reason? Is this real? Like, am I seeing this correctly? Okay, well, I mean, can I ask? Is this something I can ask? I think I'm going to, you know, it's just a curious and cautiously and respectfully and honorably going to ask him. But it's because really at the time he opened my eyes to it, you know? So, and so I kind of see it, the reference of that being similar to that as well. So praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen.
Yeah. So is there any, do you have any prayer requests?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Good to hear your voice, and thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, caller, hold on a second. The phone line jumped again. Okay, caller 770-714. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. This is Donna from Atlanta.
Donna from Atlanta?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to mute you. I can hear myself in the background on your thing. There's an echo. That was different for me. Okay. That's okay. All right. So, Father, thank you for calling us, Donna. So, Father, I just thank you for Donna, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we come before your altar, Lord, and your throne of grace, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord, that you pour out in our time of need, God. We thank you, Lord, for prayer and petitions and supplications and thanksgiving and requests that we make before your throne, God, that we make before your altar, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. So, can we go to, let me see if I can find that verse. Prayer. I guess the second part of that in Philippians is, there's the part of may not be in this. I just may have to look it up here. Okay. Thought I could take a shortcut, but then that ended up being much longer than I thought. Okay. So, okay. Hey, wait a second. I'm sorry. Sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why I got stuck there. So the verse in Philippians 4, so do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, this must be the NIV, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So part of what I was seeing is that coming before his throne and his altar, as you're lifting up, he wants us to bring all of these things to him and at his altar and at his throne, all of these things, you know, even petitions. Some verses say supplication, which is a humble plea before the Lord. And when we leave that at the altar and we connect with him, it says, and we have to remember to do the thanksgiving part. So when we let our requests be known, right, and with thanksgiving, meaning thank you, however you would, out of the abundance of your heart, thank God, out of the abundance of what you've known him to do in the past, what you're asking him to do in the future, right? What he says, who he calls himself to be in his own word, with his own title, you know, whatever it might be of thanksgiving, and not to forget that part, as that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, is released unto you, and it guards your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus with whatever that request is. So I see this, that particular exchange happening with you when you come before the throne, and that the latter part of that verse to remind you of is that his peace, it transcends our understanding. That doesn't mean that you don't care or that you're not concerned. You just have a peace that is beyond anything. You know, I had a girlfriend who had a, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and she just knew she was, and I don't know, a gentleman that I worked with before, he was a young boy. This woman was older, you know, an adult. But this man that I used to work with as well, he shared a testimony. He had, was diagnosed with some type of cancer at a young age. He was just a young boy. And he had this incredible peace. He said he just had this incredible peace on him that it was going to be okay and he was going to be all right. And so did my friend with the brain tumor, you know, and they told her, well, her friends were telling her, you're in denial. And she said, no, I'm not in denial. I know full well what I've been diagnosed with. You know, I was the one, you know, looking at the doctor eyeball to eyeball, you know. She said, I just can't explain it. I just have this peace, you know. And sometimes that, it goes that far that it transcends even that far. It's transcending, you know, set apart and taken away in some sense. But at the same time, the peace of God, the peace of God that he gives at his altar, when we leave things at his altar and we thank him for it. So there's that thankfulness keeps us plugged into God, and it is a real thing. It is genuine. What you've known him to do, how you've known him to come through for you, you know, the power of his name, wherever that place is where you can connect your faith to thank him, you will have peace in that, okay? Because you will know that you have been heard, and that he's going to move on your behalf. And then you wait for that. You wait for it. And, yeah, you wait for it in Jesus' name. But he's guarding your heart and mind, and even thanking him to guard your heart and mind. So that, something about that latter part of that process is some emphasis that I feel the Lord really wanted me to share with you. So let me see what the if there's anything in the next verse after that. Then it just talks about whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right or pure or lovely, whatever is admirable or excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And whatever you have learned and received from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So I guess that's kind of like what I thought of when I just read that put into practice is just like when I had prayed, if you were listening to the beginning of the program, I'm not sure if you were with us then, I'm sorry that I don't remember, but you may have been. But after I just let go of those things of the Lord, and then I was tested in it, if you will, that I was going to guard my heart and mind and the place that Christ brought me to and preserve that. And put the preservation on of that I put into practice, you know, loving and peaceful ways. And I just put that into practice because I knew that was going to protect me and preserve what the Lord had did that was tender ground, if you will, kind of like new grass and new growth, and wanting it to not be stepped on or trampled on by the enemy, you know, and or for him to try to, you know, trample or, you know, say that didn't happen, you know. So just allowing where it happens spiritually first in order in God's ways and in God's will. And then the waiting part sometimes is that we have to wait till we see the fruitfulness of it. But until we get there, sometimes we have to practice, you know, practice the things that he tells us to practice, you know. So, because that does, I can truly say that it did guard me. I could feel that it did guard me in that. So Lord, we just thank you for that and that preservation and just all that you're doing in her life, Lord, because it really is precious to be able to communicate with you. to be able to grow in that, Lord, for it to be sustaining, for the grace to strengthen our life and give us fortitude in our walk, and to preserve the places of praise with you, God, is very precious, especially in this hour, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, even for her humble pleas, Lord, to praying and restoring, praying and restoring even the land, even the things in the land. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. Okay. I'm super overwhelmed and very emotional because this is exactly what I needed tonight. And I knew that I was going to hear what I needed as affirmation and confirmation. I'm just in a pretty intense battle. And I know that it does not belong to me. It belongs to the Lord. And so even the verse that you shared, be anxious for nothing. And there's tremendous anxiety that's taking place right now. And there is a health concern that has emerged in the midst of this custody thing that is just wrecking me. And I am having to sit in front of my abuser week after week after week. In a counseling session where there are attacks. And finally today, the counselor said, I don't think this is productive anymore. Maybe we'll try this separately. And so I just keep trying to make sure that my prayers are not amidst. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm hurting. And I know that you see me. I know that you've seen me. I know that you approve of me. I know that you protect me and my children. I know that you've gone before me and you're behind me and you're my rear guard. I am physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally exhausted. And after each of these sessions, I am having this strong pain. So when you say guard your heart and your mind, strong pain in my heart. And I am just 2 or 3 weeks out of the hospital from a heart condition that I didn't even know I had.
Oh, wow.
So when you use the verse, guard your hearts and mind, I think I called it maybe a couple of weeks ago, shortly after getting out of the hospital. And I remember having intense ceiling ministry where I was just laying in that bed looking up at the ceiling, and it was just me and the Father and no TV. I didn't turn it on. I was in the hospital for a week, and the Holy Spirit just kept giving me verse after verse after verse about the heart. Guard well your heart. My greatest prayer has been, Lord, I don't want bitterness to take root. But at every turn, I'm dealing with someone who wants me dead, who wants me to come crawling back. And if I don't, then he wants me dead. So to see me not well, there is a gloat. And I just keep saying, you know, like, well, I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I didn't know where I was going. This evening.
No, you're not rambling.
I'm supposed to call and listen. And so before every session, the Lord has said, I want you to take communion and I want you to anoint your head because I'm giving you the mind of Christ. I want you to anoint your ears so that you can hear. So that you can hear. I want you to anoint your lips so that you speak truth. So literally, like the Lord has had me anointing my body, putting on the whole armor of God as a part of this anointing process and a part of this communion process. I don't know if Rhonda is listening or not, but she always sends me the message that you're on when you're on, because she knows that I'm putting my children to bed. I'm an hour ahead, I think, of when this show begins.
Oh, God bless
and
you. Yes, she's
just about to send Rhonda a message, just saying I really need you to warn the spirit to me because I need my arms still up. my arms still up in praise, my arms still up in worship, my arms still up in submission. I am tired. So thank you for the prayers this evening. I am hurting. And I know that there's nothing that I've gone through that has caught the Father off guard or by surprise. I know that he has not left me nor forsaken me, but I'm human and I'm having a lot of human hurt.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for sharing all of that. And it's interesting, too, what came out is that I was sharing the two examples were people of health conditions, you know, and how the Lord brought them through, both of them through. So I was thinking of the one, and then the other, the Lord just reminded me of the other one, and I just kind of brought both of those forth. So he is the God who goes before us. And even I think I was praying over someone else, Psalm 121, because I really like that, because it says, if you've ever read that, it says that his eye is on us, and he's watchful, you know, and so he sees us. He is the God who sees us, you know. And so I thank the Lord for that. And I know that he's hearing your prayers. I mean, it must very well be because he gave that verse that he's hearing your prayers and he's covering you on the second part, that he's going to come through on his part. You're coming through on your part and he's going to come through on his part, you know. And I would just encourage you in a practical way, Donna, to, you know, the things that you love, like if you could find a podcast that is like a podcast, something that you love, like if you love gardening, things that really make your heart sing or soar, or just music, you know, like, and to listen to that. I don't know, like sometimes I'll listen to a podcast before I go to sleep. I mean, it's generally PGN for me, but I do have other podcasts that I listen to that I enjoy, you know, and where it just feels like, it's almost like I'm sitting down with a book, but I'm listening instead, you know. Or if you walk or whatever it would be. So just begin to pick up things that really delight your heart and nourish your heart and nourish your spirit, your own spirit sending forth. You know where David said he had to, how did he say it? His own soul. Like he encouraged, I think the word says he encouraged his own soul or spirit or whatever. But we can nourish when we're going through difficult things in our own soul, which believe me, I have plenty, we can nourish our spirit and nurture our own spirit and take care of that so that it remains pliable and pliable to the things of the Lord, you know, so we can take things in and release things in and through our spirit. So Father, we just thank you for Donna, Lord. We pray and ask for breakthrough. We thank you for the wisdom of the counselor who is seeing them, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you wouldn't give her more than she could handle, God. So we thank you, Lord, even to hear a word of the counselor, God. Let that be a wise counsel. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for Donna, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For her, God, and blessing her. Lord, we come into agreement with blessing her head and her ears and the input and the output, Father. We thank you for the body of Christ that she's taking and the blood of Jesus to strengthen her and all that you're doing with it, God, more so than I could even ask, think, or imagine. And I thank you how you're speaking to her, God, and sustaining her through this time, Father God, that you are sustaining her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for a breakthrough and an uplifting and encouragement. We thank you for the friendship of Rhonda as well, Lord, to be with her and to war in the heavens on her behalf. And we thank you, Lord, for just clearing the way and clearing the path. And we do pray Psalm 121 over her. And we thank you, Lord, that you are watchful over her and that you care for her, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, that you would deliver her from all of her troubles and powerfully shield her as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Okay. Thank you for calling.
All the best.
Hey, God bless you. Thank you. Okay, we have caller 251-229. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Let me just
say something. Hi, woman of God. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Good. This is Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm pretty good. Hey, I just want to mention one thing from our last caller for everyone who's listening. If you think of Donna throughout the week, just lift her up and intercede for her. Be praying for her as well. Prayers of encouragement and strengthening by God's grace for her. So thank you. Okay, so Sarah, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sarah, Lord. We just lift her up to you, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for your grace that is upon her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one true God. You know, what the Lord does is when we come to him and we magnify him at even his altar, the way we do it, individually and corporately, but individually is something, you know, because when he says to go into the secret place with your Father and to be diligent in those places, that he, you know, to do it in secret, he rewards us openly. So there's almost, it's almost better, like a sweeter place to do it personally with him and privately. I thank you, Lord. But there's a good place in corporate too. But so he is the one true God. So when we esteem him and praise him and elevate him into that rightful place as we pray to him and with our understanding and with our whole being, that he actually, so we're setting him apart, right? So like even, so we're setting him apart and then he sets us apart for him. And everything comes into alignment that way. There's great grace on that. So I see that grace coming into your life where things are set in assignment on that. So even when we go and like even the very word sanctuary, like when we go to church, you go to the sanctuary. That is a place, the sanctuary is a place of being set apart. So we set God apart. We esteem him and set God apart in that place. And then we leave set apart for him. So I thank you, Lord, for that exchange and just that alignment, Lord, bringing it on track, making it taut, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even the temple before, well, actually it was before the temple, was like more like a tent in the Old Testament. And then they had a fence, well, a sort of fence around it, but like a, it was kind of like a fence, but it was tethered on both sides. I think I've said this before here. It's, I don't know specifically to you, but it was tethered on both sides, like you would hold a tent, like with the pegs or the stakes in the ground. So it did the fence have it to stay upright, balance, yeah, mm-hmm. have it upright and straight. And so there was a teaching, I think it was Perry Stone did a teaching on each one of those tent pegs or the stakes in the ground. It was a balance between the spirit and the word, and it kept that upright, you know. So I'm seeing that that take place as well. So I thank you, Lord, I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, what else, Father? Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So I'm also saying, like, excuse me. Like, you know, people say this, like, oh, you have like a sun-kissed face. That's just an expression. Or even somebody talk about fruit like that too, that sun-kissed fruit. But I seeing that, like the just the radiance, it's a better grounded word to say it, the radiance of the Lord upon you and that as well. So there's always an exchange, you know, happening with the Lord. Even when we read his word, he says, you know, or meditate on it, things are going to happen, and it actually brings healing to our minds sometimes. when we look at the word, because it brings peace and it brings, and God's given our minds so that they can heal. And they heal by love. One way is that they can heal is by love. So, so because when people meet us where we are and speak to us loving things and understand us, and I think this is even, and Donna, this is for you to know too, that even a spirit of counsel and a spirit of wisdom and spirit of counsel is present. It is actually very healing. It can heal our minds. So it helps. There's actually, they've done studies how love and being connected can actually help heal even our minds. So, or those things in our minds. So, Father, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, send forth your love to every listener. I just ask that, send forth your love to every listener, Lord. Let them hear what they need to hear, God, for their hearts and for their minds, Lord. We ask for healing to come to our minds, Lord, in every way, God, even in places we don't even know how to ask, Lord, where we might have lingering doubts, Lord, may we need, where we have mistrust because of things that have happened in the world, Lord, from the time we were born to today. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you send forth your healing, God, that you take care of that. We invite you to into those places, Lord, to send forth your healing and your wholeness to us, God, that we might serve you in fullness and at full capacity, Father God, just doing amazing things for your name and for your glory, for the city, for the community, and for some of the nations, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so thankful because exactly what the Lord gave you say, I've been doing that, you know. And then it was like before I even called to the prayer line, to PGN, it was like I was in my word. I've been taking off time to just get in my prayer closet and be with him. So that's amazing.
Wow.
And I thank the Lord for you. Yeah.
Amen. That's awesome. Well, praise God. Well, you must have, I'm wondering too, at the end there when I kind of just prayed for everyone in it, and even the city, and I'm wondering if you even have a bigger call on your life that is like more community-based on your life. Do you know if you do?
Well, people are, you know, I've actually been told that you've got a call of God on your life. Like, well, you know, I'm thankful. I just, you know, I'm thankful for that.
Okay.
And I want to get out more more if I'm, you know, if I'm out in the store or wherever I am, just to be able to witness to people and let people know that God is love and he wants to save you. And he's coming soon.
Yeah. Well, that's honor, and that is a worship. That is a form of worship to him. So God bless you for that. So praise God. Well, thank you so much for calling. It's always good to hear your voice and just your sweet presence that you bring with you. So thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have one more caller here, and then we'll be wrapping it up. So 847-239, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, okay. Let me pray for you. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Stephanie, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in her life while we come to your altar. Sorry, I was distracted there for a second. Lord, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. So I'm actually seeing like a water. It's a type of a vessel, but like a watering pot, but it's an it's the, like, a silver one, so it's more of, like, the old-fashioned, kind of simplistic farm type of thing. I guess that states it well. So So, but you're drawing from the Lord, and it is a type of vessel. So you're drawing from the Lord, and you're watering seeds. I thank you for that, God, and you're replenishing areas. You're watering, you're replenishing, and you're offering refreshing. So I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for the watering, refreshing, and replenishing that she's offering through this, oh God, and that you provide. So he's the one providing. And it's, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. So it's the place that he has you in. It's the place that he has you in, like in your daily walk, in your weekly, circumference of how you live your life is the place that he has you in, is what I'm saying. So I thank you, Lord, for how you're using her in this way, in this fashion, in this manner. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, that she's yielding to you in these places, Father. We pray for them to be fruitful, Lord. And it's just really like caring for, like very specific in how you're doing it and offering it, and that you're caring for it. Like you really care that it's for the outcome, that what you're offering is that you're seeing that, and that it's going to have an outcome on the other end, but you're very concerned that the outcome becomes fruitful for the things that you water and refresh and replenish, that you really want life to come to it, and that you're concerned with. And so in some ways, you're actually pouring yourself out as you're pouring out to others as well. So I thank you for that, Lord, because that is a true servant's heart, and it is the heart ministry of God as well. So I thank you, Lord, Father, and I ask just as you protect that for her, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, and preserve it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for praying.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Hi, thank you. Sorry I didn't get a chance to ask everyone if you wanted prayer, so I apologize for that. But thank you for joining us, and God bless you. Shalom.